Welcome to the Inspirations News Podcast, sponsored by Quebec's only newspaper devoted exclusively to the news of the special needs community. Tune in regularly to hear uplifting success stories, learn about resources, and gain timely advice in the area of special needs, featuring experts in various fields. Here's your host, Mark Bergman.
Welcome to another edition of the Inspirations News Podcast, and I'm very excited to talk to my friends at Galileo. I've met them before, and I can't wait to introduce them to you. We're going to talk about the SI Work Preparation Program, and we have Nancy with us, Ruby, and Erica. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
And their teacher, Luciana. Hi, Luciana.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Excited to talk about the program, and let's get into it. Luciana, we'll start with you to tell us a little bit about what the SI Work Prep Program is all about.
So the SI Work Preparation Program works with our students, and the objective is really to get them prepared to integrate into the workforce. And so what we do in class is we work on different skills. They learn skills, but they learn also about themselves and what their strengths are, so that we can find a good workplace for them to integrate and belong to an internship. And so in class, we'll work different things such as how do they organize their time management, how to be responsible for a work contract from start to finish, how to safely and properly use tools for the work that they do. How are they taking initiative? How are they communicating with their peers and with their supervisors? So all these things is an important component to the work preparation program. And the second part of it is integrating an internship within the community where they get to actually practice those skills on the field.
And we want to find out how that's going. So let's talk to Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Mark.
Nancy, tell me a bit about why you're participating in the program and why it's so important for you to be in this program.
It's important for me because I could see what's my strengths and my weaknesses. And on my work job, they don't judge me in my disability. They enter me in like I'm a part of a team worker. And they ask me questions too, of is this okay, do you think? Should we do this or that?
And let's tell people where you work, by the way.
I work at Mo de Vie.
Okay. And, you know, you were telling me that they ask you questions too. Is this okay? Is that okay? How does that make you feel when you're involved in that process, sort of decision-making
process? I feel that I'm very proud that when they do that, because I feel I'm a part of a team. I don't put some places they put you aside. Here, no, they integrate me with them, and they discuss stuff with me too.
Okay, I want to find out in a couple of seconds exactly what you're doing at Mode de Vie, but let's move on to Erica for a second. Erica, you're working where?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. And why was it important for you to be in the program?
I like the work, and I like the people there, and I feel comfortable, and I feel like they respect me, and I feel like it's a job that I prefer being in there, and I feel like it helps me to be more sociable.
What kind of things are you doing at Home Depot? Can you tell people what maybe some of your tasks are when you're working at Home Depot?
I do like facing. I clean the barbecues. I empty out the boxes and I put it in the back in the bin, and the people make sure that everything's good, and then after that I sweep the floors. I water the plants sometimes. I take out the yellow leaves from the plants, and I help the customers. And I help sometimes the people at Home Depot, and I do a lot of teamwork, and sometimes work alone, and a lot of socializing and teamwork, and but
you're doing a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Galileo, tell me about some of the things that Galileo helped you with in order to work there.
My behavior, my personality, my the thing that I need to improve on, and talking to me what's best for me at work and at school, and improving myself in life situation about when I go to work and when I want to get a job to improve myself after little on and be successful by improving myself what I need to do.
Erica, now you're Ruby's workmate at Home Depot as well, right?
Yes.
And can you tell me some of the things that you've done at Galileo to prepare you to work at Home Depot?
I like the school. I like my teachers. He helps a lot. He helps a lot. Like we watch videos of security, of skills, of communication to learn more.
And can you tell me, for example, about one skill that you learned about at Galileo that you're using at Home Depot?
My worst skills is safety. Safety.
That's
wearing boots, wearing gloves, wearing a cap, wearing glasses. You have to be careful of the product when they fall on the floor to clean it.
What a great example, Luciana, of three women who have learned and continue to learn and are now working at their various places.
Absolutely. So our students are incredible. They have proven to us all that they are capable. We just have to be willing to adapt maybe to their way of learning a new skill. But they've shown that they are really good with structure and routine, as well as they have an amazing, intense attention to detail, memory. And so they can accomplish so much. And I mean, the result, you see how proud they are when they speak about what they do. And when they know that people are depending on them on the internships, they have such a sense of pride and their confidence and their esteem just flourishes. It's really beautiful to watch.
What also really got me, and you can confirm that, is a sense of belonging as well.
100%. Yeah. So the internship part of the program is amazing because it connects them socially to the community. And so that is so important for anyone, regardless of a disability. It's good for their well-being. It's overall well-being, their mental health. They get to communicate with people, and they just get to be part of a team, which is what everybody wants.
Nancy, you have to tell me a little bit about Mode de Vie. First of all, what is Mode de Vie for people who don't know?
Mode de Vie is a clothing line.
A clothing line. Okay. And yeah. So what are some of your daily tasks there? We haven't talked about that yet.
Yeah. When we receive the order, the boxes from whatever they come from, I open the boxes, I take out the pants, and I check the style number and the color, and I put them in hangers size by size. Then I look on the paper, I count each pant, each style. I put the first paper there, and then I color code the hangers from size. Then I feed the inventory. If I'm missing, I write the number. Then I take them, I put the plastic over them and on the side ready for a ship. And plus, I do other, we do in September to December, we make Christmas baskets.
Okay.
And I put them together. And the money we raise, we give them out to the community. We help them out.
These skills at Mode de Vie are all skills that you learned on the job, right?
Yeah, and plus, even with Luciana, when she was our facilitator, when we do contracts, it helped me a lot to focus.
Tell me a bit about, I asked Ruby before, a bit about the program, and specifically, you know, what are some of the things in the program that you learned that helped you now in the workforce?
There's a lot of things. First of all, it helped me to not to look at myself as a disability. Like I'm like a normal person, not to have my disability put me down because I was used to that. And they looked at me as this and this, you know?
But how did you change that mindset? It's so important and really, congratulations. How can more people have your mindset?
They're a big support. They encourage me everything I do and everything I succeed, they encourage me all the way. And that touches me a lot.
Ruby, can you talk to me about encouragement and what does encouragement mean to you, and how does that help you?
Because the encouragement is to stay in Galileo, and all the staff, all the teachers brighten the world, brighten my heart, and they let me in. They let me in Galileo, so that's why it surprises me a lot. Miss Martina brightens me all morning when I can't come in the Galileo school.
Of course, we have to send a shout out to Miss Martina. Yay, Miss Martina. Erica, tell me a little bit about what your goals are once the program is done. Do you want to work? Do you want to continue working?
Yeah, a lot of working. Be able to thank the teacher, and that I can be able, maybe when I improve myself with all the jobs that I need to do, and improve my not only put myself down and sometimes it can be hard, but with this, like, all the problems I have and difficulties I have, and put myself being a better person and do what I need to, go to school and go to work and think that people are there not to judge me and to support me. And then after go to work, I thank for the people that helps me and supporting me and being myself a better person, saying that I can thank for everybody that's supporting me and maybe one day have a job if I'm able to exercise everything.
Yeah, I've heard, I'm hearing the word supports, Luciana. I'm hearing the word supports mentioned often in this conversation. How important is that word?
Support is very important, just because it just proves to them that we believe in them. And so they need to believe in themselves. And so in class, as I mentioned earlier, we work on different contracts that are given to us by various companies. And when they complete these contracts, you know, some of them are actually surprised that they're getting it. And it's just, we need to show them every day that their potential is endless. They just have to be given that chance. And so if we take that same mindset that we offer in class out into the internships, that's when we see that their confidence really, really grows and develops, because that they do in class, they can take out into their internships. Yeah.
Can you give me some examples of how they've grown, developed, and evolved?
Absolutely. Well, so for instance, the biggest one that comes to mind is in class, and we have a new contract, and a lot of them are reluctant or hesitant to give it a try. And so we say, we really adapt to their readiness, but we obviously want them to progress. So we say, let's take it one step at a time. And so we do. And I see that eventually over time, that hesitation just dissipates. They're ready. They're excited to try it. And when they know that whatever project or whatever contract they're working on actually serves a purpose for the company that we are partnering with, they're just really proud. So they take that pride into the community and say, okay, if I could do it in class, I could do it elsewhere on their stages.
Let's talk about the community and possible employers. And Nancy, I'd like to ask you, if there is somebody listening now, what would you tell somebody listening now who's not sure about hiring somebody with disabilities?
We're normal. Just give us a chance and we'll give you 150% of our time and show we're capable to do everything. Just give us a chance. That's all.
I love it. Lucia, I want to come back to you for a second. The program has evolved over the last while as well, right?
It has evolved. When it started, there was one class with a few students in it. And now we are four classes and the classes are full. So we see that we just need that exposure. We need that exposure from the companies that we work with the partnering internships that we have in the community. We need more of them. And it really is a win-win situation. Just like Nancy said, they just need to be given the chance. And once they are there, employees see how dedicated they are to the work that they do. They become super dependable. Their attendance rate and their motivation is super high. And so their energy is contagious. And so everybody benefits from their presence and they get the work done. So the productivity is really high as well. So it's a win-win situation. We just have to be given the chance.
And Ruby, as we end off here, what advice would you give somebody who's afraid to go into the workforce? I'm sure that it wasn't easy. It was probably scary when you first started, right?
Yeah, no stress. Be strong. Be brave. Be courageous. And be positive.
Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Erica, tell me about what that means to believe in yourself.
Don't let people put yourself down and do what you believe in yourself and do what makes you happy and don't make people tell you that you're not able to do it.
I think those are great words to end on. Luciana, anything you want to add before we go?
No, I just want to also thank you for highlighting the school just because we've grown into such a big team and it's such a successful program. And we just hope to grow even more by having people hear about us. And we have our open house coming up in April. So it's an opportunity for a lot of people who are just curious about the program and other programs that we have here to come and check us out. And so I'm just really proud of them. And I appreciate you putting the spotlight on them.
Well, you guys are amazing. Nancy, Erica, and Ruby, you were awesome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you so much, Mark.
You've been listening to the Inspirations News Podcast with Mark Bergman. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast and the English Montreal School Board Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.